This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, it's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. It's effectively been our Flagtober 2025 closing ceremonies as we did give out our final flag of the season. Such a popular flag. I think we got to bring the same design back for next year, and hopefully Tolbert Garage Door will come along with us. Salute to Tolbert Garage Door off 30 in Mesquite for riding with us all Flagtober long, being a hell of a sponsor. And salute to Colby, hell of a tolo. We still do have some Cowboys Salute to Service custom cups. These have been a hit with the tolos, and some Crown sunglasses be a cool party accessory for you. We're tracking Cowboys trade deadline news. As it was Trey Wingo, formerly of ESPN. He's podcast man now, but he was talking about the Cowboys. They're talking to the Raiders about a trade for Max Crosby. There have been multiple reports that have come out and cooled that. Maybe the Raiders have no intention of trading Max Crosby. Maybe they got some talking to do here, but a lot of time between now and then. And sometimes it just means we want a better offer. You know, we have no intent of trading our player now, but maybe the day before the trade deadline, if you guys have the best offer, maybe it could happen. But Max Crosby is so exciting, I think, for Cowboys fans because he could help your run defense. He's obviously going to fix your pass rush situation, reset the order there. And, you know, create a strength out of a weakness, I think. Maybe not as good of a pure pass rusher as Micah Parsons is, but I think he makes up for it for being a well-rounded player. Obviously, there's a number of players out there that teams are saying, we're not going to trade this guy. Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle with the Titans, is another one of them. So stay with us. We got 2 weeks till trade deadline. Here's Wolchuk with your daily football fix.
We got some quarterback drama as the Jets are moving towards naming Tyrod Taylor their starting quarterback, according to Rich Cimini of ESPN. Woody Johnson talking at the owners' meetings, and Aaron Glenn still winless. Well, what are they going to do here? Do you think Aaron Glenn's going to turn stuff around? Here's what Woody Johnson said.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results. If you go across the league, you have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope then? You said you have hope.
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. And if we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You know, you got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something.
Wow.
Otherwise, it's hard to have have a game that you can win.
Now, was he talking QBR, or is that Madden rating that he was referring to with Justin Fields?
You know
there?
What? I thought maybe Brick told him what his Madden rating was right now. And he's thinking, you know what? How can we even win with this Justin Fields guy? He's like a 72 on Madden.
I mean, I feel like we've known that about Justin Fields for a couple of years now. I was surprised the Steelers brought him in last year. I was surprised the Jets brought him in. But good enough athletically, good enough arm that I think everybody wants to try their shot at it. I would have been, it might have been the biggest shock in the history of sports if the Jets had been the one to sort of solve that mystery on how to make Justin Fields. But I think bigger than that, Woody Johnson is just a grade A Richard with a capital D.
Yes.
Like, how do you talk about your player like that? You have to, whatever respect you have in the locker room has to be out. That's the kind of stuff maybe you talk about if a guy violates your trust or messes up in a big way that lets the team down, but you don't just come out and start talking about your players like that for performance.
Like, if we could complete a pass, you know, maybe we'd, I mean, good Lord, he just eviscerated Justin Fields there.
And your defense isn't good.
No.
And the head coach you hired is supposed to be a defensive guy. He's making weird decisions late in games, punting down a score in the final 2 minutes of a game.
Ouch.
Just like, what are we doing, man? Yeah. You have a lot of problems there.
And you guys have drafted so many quarterbacks, Woody. You've also signed and fired and hired so many coaches. You're kind of a constant there. I mean, maybe that's a look in the mirror kind of moment there. Who decided, let's go with Justin Fields? Did you sign off on that? Was that you? Were you okay with Justin Fields being your starting quarterback? I mean, goodness gracious. He just, very outspoken. But I like the honesty. I will say that. I like the honesty.
I think he's taking his cues from Jerry. Maybe they were hanging out, and Jerry said, you know, if you're not going to be good, stir it up. Let's get some ratings, Woody.
Let's go, Woody.
And we know you're not going to be good, Woody, so damn it, stir it up.
All right, it's Broncos week. Well, Sean Payton's back in the news. He said recently that he told Giants owner John Mara that he was hoping that they would turn to Jackson Dart at quarterback after they played the Broncos.
True.
Shots fired.
Just please, don't just leave Russell Wilson in. I was with Russell Wilson. I know how bad Russ is. Just wait till after you play us to play Jackson Dart. Well, he had high praise for Dart while throwing Russell Wilson under the bus. Well, Russell Wilson has clapped back on Twitter. At Dange Russ Wilson, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later through the media. Hashtag, let's ride, with a crying laughing face emoji.
Oh, look at Russ getting in the mix on
Russ.
Thought Russ would be above this a little bit. But he's
Petty Russ, he loves this.
Subtweeting on Twitter. That's where we're at now.
I mean, you did kind of lose this battle if you're Russell Wilson over the last couple of years monitoring it. I think now is just a time to maybe put down Twitter and go silently into retirement.
Yeah.
You don't want to be defending yourself after getting benched and playing horribly.
No. I mean, your career's over now, bud. And some are saying you've played yourself out of the Hall of Fame. And all of your ex-teammates, it sounds like, that you won a Super Bowl with can't stand you. So there might be a personal issue here, Russ.
I mean, who was the player in training camp that was kind of tweeting about it? It was the wide receiver Woods got cut from the Steelers.
Robert Woods
had a pretty good career. He goes, I guess I'm just old, you know? Yeah. Can't run with these guys anymore.
Yeah.
See you later.
The NFL's just telling you, it's done. Your time's over. But not if you're Brandon Graham. As the Eagles are bringing him back, Eric was like,
he can still play.
Is this a ball sack? Is this real? Yeah, it's real. Brandon Graham is ending his retirement. He's rejoined the Eagles on a one-year contract. This is right after Za'Darius Smith said, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. And this edge group has been really rough to watch after they lost Josh Sweat. They took a hit as you had Nolan Smith Jr. He was put on IR last month because of a triceps injury. So they need pass rush help. Maybe Brandon Graham, Eagles legend, he's going to suit up for his 16th season. Maybe that's the answer for him.
It's crazy. They send one to the retirement home, and when they did it, they picked up another guy out of the retirement
home. They just swapped him out.
Yeah, I mean, they still have a huge need there. That'll be part of the reason why it'll be tough to get one of these edge rushers because you'll have aggressive teams like the Eagles.
And the Lions.
And the Lions. And the Niners willing to throw probably more assets than the Cowboys are when you're talking about the top-tier edge rushers.
Yeah, you might end up being in a bidding war, and you're going to have to overpay. Do the Cowboys have the stomach for it, or will they just say, you know what, thank you, but no thank you?
Steven does. Steven's got the stomach for a lot of stuff.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, NFL leading five 100-yard receiving games this season. Seattle beating Houston 27-19. Did you see former Cowboy corner now turned ref Nate Jones.
Nate's good dude.
Oh, my gosh. Nate just defending JSN. He's sitting on the bench. The Houston Texans defense wants to come over and fight him. And Nate Jones.
And his helmet's off.
Yeah, his helmet's off. And JSN's like, what the hell? And here comes Nate Jones, just like a human shield in front of JSN. I love it. More former players as refs. Maybe that's the answer here.
Yeah. Nate's really good. I mean, I've talked to him a bunch when he became an official, and how excited he was to be able to kind of continue on. You know, he was a solid player. Parcells liked him. We drafted him in the seventh round. You know, he's one of those guys that worked hard, you know, studied, did everything the right way, and then he goes off to be an official. And, yeah, I guarantee he's one of the most athletic officials they have back there, you know, the way he used to move around. But there needs to be more of that. You know, some of these players do need to become officials. I think that would be better for the game.
Well, Seattle's victory, pretty improbable. There had been 39 instances where a team had four or more turnovers, less than 200 yards passing, and a third down conversion rate of less than 15%. All those teams were 0-39 until the Seattle Seahawks won last night against Houston. That is up there. I mean, we were talking improbable victories yesterday in the next-gen stats era. That one certainly very improbable.
Pretty dang good defense.
But Seattle's... If Sam Darnold
Tank
can figure
helped.
It out, they can. They, Seattle's good.
And Atlanta is so inconsistent, man. Jekyll and Hyde unit out there.
Absolutely. And now for the Texans, Nico Collins has suffered a concussion after he was trying to make a catch. I mean, I know that hurts. Eric, you've got him in a league. I've got him in a league. Not good. Nobody cares about your fantasy teams unless...
Especially me.
You're George Kittle. George Kittle, after the San Francisco 49ers get a win on Sunday Night Football, he takes to the podium, and the first thing on his mind, it was your fantasy team.
In the game plan, did you have a feeling you weren't going to get the ball very much tonight? Or
you know, personally, I thought with the game plan, based on the walkthrough yesterday, I thought I was going to have 150 yards and two touchdowns. So, sorry, fantasy coaches and anybody that bet on me, my bad. Blame Kyle Shanahan, not me.
And I do. I do blame Kyle because I might have had more on the receiving yards on Prize Picks, George.
Yeah, I thought Kittle was going to come back with a vengeance, and I definitely have him on one of my fantasy teams. He's just been sitting there collecting dust on the IR. Thought he was going to come back and be a total monster, but that wasn't the case. Now, still as a blocker, though, golly.
How mad do you guys get when this happens? How mad, like when you're watching fantasy football, do you really get mad at the player?
No, I don't. I mean, unless the player drops, if it's an egregious drop, you know, something like that. But when he's not getting targeted or whatever, you can't really help it.
Do you guys think you're rare in that way of not getting mad at the players?
Yes, and I think that it's actually better since I've been in like sports broadcasting. I've also become a much worse fantasy player since doing this job, which is weird. And I don't know how that happened. Maybe it's the time aspect of it. Also, it's probably...
But you have nobody to blame but yourself, right, for picking the players.
I'll point the finger at anybody.
I mean,
the biggest problem...
It's their fault. It's not our fault.
Yeah,
right?
I'll blame my kids. Come and I can't toilet tinker on my fantasy app the way I want to.
Never tinker that morning.
I tell you, the number one thing that'll kill a fantasy career is mostly getting a real job. Because you can't get motivated to try to win $200, you know? Yeah. When you're 18, 19 years old, you're in college, you're like, dude, I put $50 into this, and I could win $300. It's going to be the best weekend. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I mean, once you get a real job, you're like, what am I trying this hard for? Yeah. It also takes me off my buddies with, like, a desk job that can just have it up on their computer.
The worst.
And they can be locked in. They can still be full-time general manager while they're working accounts or whatever it is they got going on.
100%.
That's the sweet spot of being a fantasy dominator. I think you also need, like, a brutal punishment, you know, in your league. Like, something like being a Speedo on the side of the street or something like that for a couple hours.
Yes.
That'll wake you up.
Humiliating.
It's humiliating. I've been there before. Wide receiver Mike Evans, Texas kid. He's going to miss most of the season. He's got a broken clavicle.
That's a little scary.
This guy, man. It was scary.
The way that he landed and then got carted off, and then I also thought maybe – I think a concussion could have been part of that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to snap his 1,000-yard season streak now. He's had one every single year he's been in the league.
I don't know, dude. He comes back for a couple of games, 300 yards a game.
It's possible. With Bay?
Can't rule it out.
It's possible.
I think it was football God saying nobody's better than Jerry Rice.
Nobody's going to break this record.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, bro. Shout out to Jahmyr Gibbs.
But do we have to go with the clavicle? You know, make it another soft tissue. Make it a hammy.
Not the clavicle.
It bothers them. You know,
it even sounds painful just saying it.
Yeah.
Broken clavicle.
Yeah, it's not a fun
like
injury.
The word clavicle.
Dislocated knee sounds like worse.
Phlegmy, does it?
Don't you think?
The elbow sounded. Well, the elbow.
You say
sounded
dislocated
bad.
Knee.
I think elbow worse than knee.
Yeah, that.
How
does.
About? How about? Yeah, about kneecap. Dislocated kneecap.
Yeah, that's,
where that thing's moving
chill.
Around.
That's yeah. what Byron Jones popped back in yeah. against the Jets. That was yeah. the gnarliest thing I've seen.
And then he just popped right back up.
Just like no big deal. What a freak alien. Jahmyr Gibbs, career high 218 yards of offense. Congratulations to him. I did have him in a fantasy game. Still lost.
Who cares?
And then we'll just wrap it up here. Okay, we're gonna wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Z.
With your NFL draft order, where do you think the Cowboys are picking, boys?
18th.
No, they're 17th.
I was going to say 16.
13 right now.
Ooh.
13.
We're 13 right now.
Oh, being 500?
Their playoff odds skyrocketed as well. I think there's a 40% chance they make the playoffs now.
Let's go. Cowboys at 13. Green Bay Packers. Ooh, that one's pretty low. That one's not a great pick for you right
27.
Now. 27. 31.
Oh, 31.
Not going to
yeah.
happen.
31 right now. Yeah, I think that's going to end up, your pick's probably going to be later because you're going to end up making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And the Packers pick, 28.
Packers probably out in the wild card round, I think.
Yeah,
it'll be around 23.
Along with the Colts.
Like that. It's a daily football fix here with Wolchuk most afternoons, 4 o'clock here on the Fan. I think I was 7 years old. I broke my buddy Terry Schuler's collarbone, clavicle. Oh. In the front yard.
What'd you do, kick
we were
his
playing.
Ass?
We were playing a little 2-on-2 baseball. No, didn't kick his ass. Me and Terry were good, but he was sliding into second base, and I like went down to protect the base, and my knee just dropped right there between his neck and his shoulder, and I felt it pop, and I just saw his face. I could still see it. It just lit up with just terror and pain.
No.
Felt terrible about that
poor
one.
Poor guy.
But I was a handful as a kid.
What are you doing over there, Pete Rose?
I was a handful as a kid.
I played baseball hard.
I was about to say, he's a damn ball player.
That's right.
What are we doing?
Okay, we got to run. We got a lot of trade stuff today. What's that?
We used to tackle on the concrete.
Oh, my gosh.
That's savage.
See, like
that's
the knock difference. Somebody out on the sidelines onto the concrete.
70s were a lawless land.
Yeah, we really didn't care much.
You guys were smearing the queue.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Smearing the queue. Played that game quite a few times in my life as well.
Never there. Thought about it when you were saying it, did you?
No, I thought it was incredible.
Yeah. It was really fun, though, when you got the chance to run and everybody chasing you.
Yeah.
You know?
Right up until they...
What a thrill.
Dog
and then, the one kid figured out hip tackle.
Okay, how interested are the Cowboys in making a trade is the big topic. Adam Schefter saying as the deadline approaches 2 weeks from today, the Cowboys will be a team to watch, said... Nothing is imminent, but will not be surprised. I think, okay, one defensive lineman that can rush the passer and stop the run, or like Trey Hendrickson plus a linebacker for contention. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Maybe safety.
A safety could help as well.
Be nice.
Obviously a linebacker. If I mean, Jerry, this is your chance.
This is time.
You know, this is a chance to prove that you got what it takes as the gambler to push this team over the top. Just as your counterpart Howie Roseman has twice in the last decade when it comes to making a championship team. We're live at Shell Shack on Henderson in Dallas. We have Cowboys Salute to Service Custom Cups. You can get Crown Royal sunglasses as well. And we're back with a mixed bag, Wolchuk.
World Series preview, the buyout tracker in Can, North Texas. Lock up this cup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coach, that's next. Buddy, welcome back. We are live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. In this segment is a mixed bag with Wolchuk, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All righty, it's official. Jonathan Mingo has been activated to the 53-man roster, so Stephen Jones told us on Friday. He will be making his debut for the Cowboys, and I think that it's going to be my guy Ryan Flannoy who's impacted by this. Brian, if I had to guess.
You had to guess.
I think it's going to be Flannoy, which is a bummer, but they love them some Jalen Tolbert. And
I think the quarterback loves them some Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, I thought that too, and then I had heard.
He doesn't throw him the ball, but I think he loves him. You know what I'm saying?
There's a good friendship there.
There's something that, hey, I'm going over to the Dak yard. He's there all the time.
Yeah, he works hard.
Yeah.
He's got respect for him.
I throw him one ball. I know he'll maybe catch it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Does he have more catches or holding penalties this season?
It's a good question. And I do.
Does he have more catches or missed blocks this season?
I'd probably go with the missed blocks there. Hmm. And Flannoy and Mingo.
Hey, stop making sense of
it. I think they're both better blockers.
Sorry about that.
I'd like to see Flannoy and Mingo out there together along with Brevin Spanford just moving people out of the way.
Mingo had a good camp, man.
He did.
He had a good point in his quote, too, that he never really got to play with Dak. So maybe this is the development that Mingo needs to catch more than half the balls that are thrown at him.
We might be trading CeeDee Lamb to keep Mingo here in about a month.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know?
Maybe that's it.
It gives me an idea, Chief. Stay tuned.
Jordan Schultz is reporting. Keep an eye on the Jets ahead of the deadline. Big names mentioned, including Breece Hall, which we've talked about. Quincy Williams, not Quinton Williams, but Quincy Williams, because I've seen some people talking about Quinton Williams.
Yeah.
I don't think he's on the trade block. I think it's Quincy Williams, Jermaine Johnson, who is an edge, Will McDonald, which is also very interesting. I think the Cowboys
good
were
player.
Big fans of Will McDonald.
Yeah.
Michael Carter, and then Alan Lazard, the runner.
So it sounds like the Jets are interested.
Pretty much
fire sale.
Yeah, Jets are doing it.
And Sherwood, that linebacker, they've got number 44.
Good player.
I'd maybe ask about him. I mean, he's a captain on their defense. Certainly, I think he's flashed at times this year and made some good plays. So if you want to add a linebacker, maybe that's a name that you could end up
maybe
going
Sauce
with.
Gardner?
Yeah, go for the gusto here. Let's do it, baby. Say, hey,
okay.
What do you say, a digs for sauce swap?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one then? If you could either get Max Crosby or Sauce Gardner, who are you getting?
Crosby.
Yeah, I go Crosby. Yeah, I'm going Crosby as well. I believe the book on Gardner is that the NFL has been tougher on his physicality downfield. And as he has gotten more flags, his coverage has not been as good.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to go.
But he'd still be your best corner.
But I'd love to have Sauce, but Crosby.
I'm surprised.
I think Crosby's going to help you a little more.
I'm surprised and nobody went for Sauce on this one, on the corner situation.
Well, Bland's got me feeling nicey again.
Well, I just think that Max Crosby helps the run game, and it helps your secondary with a guy who can rush the passer.
And a hometown kid. I like that DFW flavor.
And you did just invest in Revel, and
two
maybe we
ones,
don't get much out of him this year.
2-1 for Max Crosby, 1-1 for Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner. Yeah, I'd do Sauce in that scenario.
I'm not wavering. Crosby.
Look at that.
Sticking Respect. With it.
That
Sticking with
that
it.
That man's trying to get some pressures and sacks.
Hell yeah,
he is, man.
Hell yeah, I am.
He's trying to just go radio silent on the draft show for night one.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Just go full Bobby for the first night. Don't worry about it.
The Cowboys have their picks, you know, so they'll still have a pick night one.
Well, no,
you're giving up two ones for this next year. It could be 1-1, then 1-1 the next year.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
It's not necessarily you're going both ones this
year. You could split the ones.
I might knock it out this year.
Just eat it.
Rip the Band-Aid.
You could if you want to. Yeah, you could do that. Maybe count on the Packers being worse next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just eat it.
Dodgers big favorites. Largest title favorites in over two decades in the 2025 World Series. They have opened as minus 210 favorites to beat the Blue Jays, who opened up at plus 175. What a game seven it was. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and George Springer. Springer! Man, he just keeps getting it done. Seventh inning, home run, gets it done for Toronto. J-Rod, I was pulling for Seattle, even though I did pick Toronto yesterday on KNC. But I just feel as though if you're lucky to get this to five games, if you're the Blue Jays, you did a good job. The Dodgers are going to crush them.
Yeah, this isn't a great situation for Toronto or anybody else. As I mean, for the first time in 25 years, you have a legitimate boogeyman there in Major League Baseball, and it doesn't appear to be there's going to be anything to slow him down anytime soon.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It does, and their pitching was just a buzzsaw in the CS. Really, all postseason, it's been fantastic.
You got to give them their credit. There's a lot of teams spending a lot of money, and this used to be the Orioles, if you want to go back 25 years, spending a ton of money. It's always been the Mets spending a ton of money and not able to get the job done. Everything's just gone right for the Dodgers on top of the cash.
Dude, how about how down bad Seattle is, though? 48th World Series since the Mariners began play in 1977. They haven't played in any of them. No other of the four major sports leagues has a franchise all time gone that long to begin the franchise's history without reaching the championship round while remaining in the same city.
Yeah, and wow. You know, they're tortured today because of the coaching decision, the manager's decision to leave the pitcher in there in the seventh that George Springer ultimately hit that three run dong off of. The guy who was supposed to come in the game comes into the eighth and shuts the Blue Jays down, but it was too late. That's why I told Hagee yesterday, I just can't believe it. You know, as a guy that grew up in Washington State, the Mariners have always been, you know, usually a joke, sometimes average, and they've had a couple of incredible moments going back to 95 and 2001. But it just seems like there's always something that's holding them back. And I don't know what their answer is. They're a team that has not actually gone all in financially. So I would hope that, you know, if you're a Mariners fan, you'd be looking at ownership to throw money at making sure you're better next year. But, man, if it's not going to happen in a year where Cal Raleigh hit like the fourth most combined home runs of all time, I don't know when it will.
All right, what do you guys think the college football buyout tracker's at right now? Total money. Total money. We got eight coaches fired. Billy Napier just got canned.
Sounds like about $350 million.
Give me 100 and 212.
112 is pretty damn close. You're right there.
111.
Right there.
North.
113. Ooh, just a little bit higher.
114.
A little bit higher now.
16.
Ooh, a little bit lower now.
115.
115 million.
I'm surprised I played that game correctly.
You crushed it.
I'm usually the... He goes a little bit lower, 119.
Ooh, yeah. A little bit louder now. Well, Lane Kiffin, now he's not going to be one of these guys that's part of the buyout market. He's going to get himself a fat contract, whether he decides to leave.
Who's his agent? Is it our
Jimmy Sexton?
Jimmy Sexton.
All right. Yep. But he's taking shots at the Sooners. Here's what Lane had to say about Brent Venables and the Oklahoma Sooners.
You know, a film study of signals. I mean, I just tell you how it is. I think they do a great job of that. So if you study people really well, you know, and then you have enough confidence as a coach to go after those, that seems what he does. And seems like, you know, they've got a really good beat on the plays that are coming when they're called. And they do a great job of going and taking those away. When you look at the Auburn game, I mean, I told Hugh after the game watching it, I mean, you might want to switch the signals. Like, it looks like they have the plays. The middle safety's running down to steal slants, which is very abnormal.
Yeah, so Brett Venables said in regards to this, well, he must have watched our guys be really prepared. That's who they are, man. They're relentless. Their detail, the time they spend, and beyond of what's required of them. That's the proof of how we're playing right now. That D-line, how they're able to dominate physically, Venables is like, go leave yourself, bro. We're not sign-stealing here. We're just that damn wired in. Who you believe in?
Well, it's a compliment.
Yeah, I think it is. It's not unless you're
going like a full Connor Stallions kind of sign-stealing thing. It wouldn't surprise me at all for Hugh Freeze to be so unbuttoned up that every play is so predictable that Venables is like, what am I supposed to do, act like I don't know what's coming?
Very well could be an indictment on Hugh Freeze here and not necessarily that they're silent. They're stealing signs. Sign-stealing. I don't know what the hell.
I'm going to be real irresponsible here.
Be real irresponsible.
I'm going to be real irresponsible.
Save me. I'm drowning.
Jim Nagy is their general manager, right, from the Senior Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Where did Jim Nagy come from? Do you know where his pro team was?
Kansas City?
New England.
New England.
He was in New
England. The S in Venable stands for Spygate.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Sometimes,
I like you're connecting the dots here.
If you're into those things, and remember, they had their guys up there that were really good at kind of.
Recording
or whatever they were doing, they kind of knew what was going on with your team. I mean, they had good advanced scouts and pro scouts and all that. I wonder if Nagy has brought some of that to Oklahoma now that he's back with the team, that he's got that ability. Okay, this is a system that we did, which when I went to games as a pro scout, I would literally watch the sidelines the whole game and look and see if there was any – sign. I would write down every sign for every play is what I would do, and then match it to the film, so you could, if you got a rhythm of what, okay, this signal was for this play, this is okay, they ran screen, we saw this signal, they ran screen three times, here was the signal for screens, you know, so okay, that kind of thing. But you got the head communication now, you've got that stuff,
sure.
But you still have some teams that do signal still. But I
that makes a lot of sense there, Brian.
Yeah. It's so tough because you have so many kids. But I think football teams in both college and the NFL are not as secretive as they think they are. And it's so obvious. Like a lot of the checks at the line of scrimmage or the play calls at the line of scrimmage are things with an obvious L or an R in it, which means left or right.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think that teams are doing enough to try to hide what they're trying to do.
Well, and Shotty even said, CD, you know, let him know, hey, Greg Olson knew our checks. And Olson was talking about it during the broadcast. He's like, we need to change these, you know. So he gets alerted. And I guess this probably happens throughout the entire league because you're right, they are similar.
And people have been saying Omaha. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but Omaha means something that everybody in the league knows.
Yeah.
You know, there's these code words or whatever that the entire league is dialed into.
Well, there used to be Liz and Rip. Rip and Liz.
Rip
right
and Liz.
And left. Stuff like that.
All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson, and we're coming back with Mark Schlereth here for our weekly conversation with Stink. That's next year, G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2.
Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live here in Dallas on Henderson at the Shell Shack. And they have the best crab legs and all kinds of amazing seafood for you, Brian. I know
yeah,
you love
I,
it here.
I had the crab legs with the snow crab legs earlier with the andouille sausage, the corn, the potatoes. It comes in a bag. You get it hot. You get it mild, medium, whatever flavors you want. Just so well done. I mean, yep. when they dump it in that old beer container, and it gets messy. But man, they have places to wash your hands. But the food is excellent, especially if you're looking for that shellfish stuff.
We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Man, we're doing wonderful. It's Denver week, though, and we've come to expect the worst from this matchup for the Cowboys. Why haven't the Cowboys been able to beat them in three decades? And, what are the chances that it changes?
Zero chance that it's going to change. And it all started when I was dispensed as justice for the Broncos back in the day. I think we scored seven straight drives. And from that point forward, we've just had your guys' number. That's pretty much it. Hey, offensively, you guys are phenomenal. Unbelievable. You know, not only what Javonte Williams is doing, former Denver Bronco, which adds kind of to, some of the flair of this game, but also – from the receiving core, and then Dak Prescott is playing as good as any quarterback in football. So that part of the matchup is good. Here's the good news. The Dallas Cowboys, when they played against the Carolina Panthers, because I had Carolina last week, that was the worst run defense I've ever watched in my entire life. That might have been the most embarrassing performance I've seen. And it was straight up ugly. And it was legitimate clinic tape for the Carolina Panthers offensive line, their tight ends. They dominated you guys in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And you tightened it up a little bit last week against the Commanders. And ultimately, the good news for the Cowboys is the Broncos can't run it, or they're scored a urine. So we'll see. That's a weakness-on-weakness matchup. And so we'll see exactly what happens there. But I'm looking forward to it. This offense for the Broncos has been pathetic. In the last 12 quarters, they've had actually two quarters that they were any good. They had 10 horrible quarters. And they had a decent fourth quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, last weekend against the Giants, it just went crazy in the fourth quarter. But other than that, they've been absolutely atrocious on offense.
Yeah, Stink, I was going to ask you, it seems like to me watching the Broncos a little bit, they're having problems on the right side of their offensive line when it comes to picking up the gap exchange, the twist stunts, and things like that. Has that been something that you've noticed when you watch them play when it comes to their line?
Yeah, too many mistakes. Not only just from a technical standpoint, technique mistakes, but just, mental busts. They had a slide last week. And,
right.
And the right tackle's expecting help from the right guard. The right guard goes back off the slide and decides, I'm not going to help. I'm going to go back in here and hit the nose guard. And they give up a hit, they give up pressure, and, just things like that that just are just unacceptable. And then the left side, they've had, now they're on their third left guard. And Palcheski's a good player, but, I just think they've had problems up front, but it's been across the board. Every play, it seems like one guy doesn't do his job. It's a drop. It's a failure to block on a bubble screen. It's, every drive has at least one or two things that go wrong in it that have really cost them offensively.
Mark, how do you think they approach it defensively, the Broncos trying to stop Lamb and Pickens? Will they travel Sertan with somebody? What do you think the plan will be for them?
No, they'll probably just whoever lines up on Sertan's side, they'll let him – they'll let him go over there and eat, and they'll play a lot of man-to-man coverage. But, then when they do play some zone stuff, they'll probably try to get some help on the other side. But listen, man, that's formidable. They have, two big-time wide receivers, and that's big. The biggest thing to me has been,
the effectiveness of Javonte Williams. Hey, listen, man, we loved him in Denver when he was a rookie. He was an absolute battering ram. Then he tore up his knee really bad, and it really was 2 years here of non-productive football trying to bounce back from that knee injury. And you felt bad for him because he was, like I said, he was one of the most physical running backs in the National Football League as a rookie. He just used to beat people up. And to see him bouncing back and having the success he's had the last couple of weeks, big game against the Jets, you know, and then last week, obviously, had over 100 yards rushing again against Washington.
Stink, I asked my colleagues here, if they were Vance Joseph, who would they be more concerned? Who should he be more concerned about, CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens in this one?
Probably CeeDee Lamb. I think, like, they're both really good. I'm splitting hairs, but I think CeeDee Lamb probably has a little bit more of a route tree repertoire than does George Pickens. But
yeah,
I mean, pick your poison. They're both ridiculous. George Pickens is one of the best players I've seen just attacking the ball in the air. They always talk about ball skills. They always talk about, you know, those things, and you kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, whatever. Well, when you put it on the tape, George Pickens makes that come to life. You're like, oh, okay, I see what they're talking about when they talk about ball skills. I see what they talk about when they're talking about attacking the ball in the air, because that guy's ridiculous.
Insider call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
One of the big rumors that came out today, Stink, within that AFC West division, Max Crosby possibly trading to the Dallas Cowboys. I think Trey Wingo, your old colleague there at ESPN, had that. I mean, how big of an impact would that be to get a Max Crosby on the Dallas Cowboys?
Max Crosby can absolutely ruin a game without compiling one statistic. He is one of the most ridiculously gifted, effort, smart guys that I've ever talked to. The guy is a phenomenal player. And like I said, he doesn't even have to get a sack to ruin your game plan. And he is so smart and so versed on what they do, what your offense is trying to do. I mean, that dude is incredible. If they got Max Crosby off the edge, all the things that he brings. And that's been one of their biggest weaknesses. Their edge defense has just been horrendous, especially in the run game. Max Crosby comes in and automatically helps fix that. And that's the difference between, you know, the Cowboys having a great offense and still being, you know, 500 type of football team, maybe a little bit over, and the Cowboys having a great offense and all of a sudden having enough defense to get themselves into the playoffs.
Are the Chiefs all the way back?
Unfortunately, yeah, it makes me sick. But yeah, they look real. Now the Raiders are a bad football team, but what they've done the last couple of weeks, the way they've played the last couple of weeks, I mean, we saw them beat Detroit, and then we saw Detroit just absolutely dismantle Tampa Bay last night. And you know, they're a super talented football team. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are back. Rashee Rice coming back is going to help them out a bunch as well. So. As an AFC West guy's a Bronco, it does make me sick, but it is what it is.
How many points the Cowboys need up there, do you think, to get the win?
The Broncos aren't putting a lot of points up on the board, so I think 27 probably wins it for the Cowboys.
You're the man, Mark. Enjoy Week 8, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I mean, Broadus is going to take a deep dive in Krusty's Corner tomorrow and Thursday on the Broncos at 3:40.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I just think this is one of those situations where what the team has done isn't that relevant when you're lining up against the Cowboys' run defense. And I don't have a lot of confidence coming out of Washington. You know, I think that was a great win to get. But if I'm Sean Payton, I'm looking at – we have J.K. Dobbins running for 5 yards an attempt in Bo Nix.
Yeah.
We don't really need to worry about doing much other than running the football down their throat until they prove they can stop it, and then we'll worry about it after that. So, I mean, I think Denver could go from a struggling offense to scoring 30 against the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. It's going to come down to – you know, once again, can this offense overpower until this trade deadline hits? Mm-hmm. We get some reinforcements here. I know Overshown's going to help a little bit, and You know, Cooper Beebe's going to help your offense a little bit, but, you know, what are they going to do here? We got two more hours to talk about it. Trey Wingo did get the day started with a fantastic rumor. The Cowboys and Raiders are talking about Max Crosby, so that's why we asked Mark about it. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Chief, what do you got in store next?
Football's finest, a coaching flex for the ages, plus the Ravens are pulling out all the stops to get things turned around next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.